Interesting question here from a Ram, I don't know who, but, and he says, what would be the situation for someone who's taken initiation and enjoys the wonderful service that comes with it, but has rejected their initiating guru and has even gone as far as to committing aparads? Should such a person be allowed to continue using initiated name? Should they be allowed to continue with service that has been stored on the strength of that initiation? This is a very serious situation and question, and without knowing the particulars, it's really hard to give any specific answer. Firstly, because what does it mean to reject one's spiritual master? The only condition that there is for rejecting the spiritual master is if the spiritual master is really fallen. If one's spiritual master is not fallen, then it's not like some kind of fancy or some kind of vogue that you take a spiritual master and then you reject him and you move on to another spiritual master and then you take another spiritual master. Once you accept the spiritual master, that's it. And even if you may not see eye to eye with him, even if you may have friction with him, even though there may be so many other things, still, spiritual master is the spiritual master. And one is meant to continue on with that relationship with him. So if the spiritual master has fallen from the path of devotional service, then it requires the consultation of senior devotees as to what one should do and how one should conduct themselves. In that case, in order to continue the chanting of one's Diksha mantra, in order to be able to continue doing deity worship, one should have at least a Shiksha Guru, that one may decide to take Diksha Guru again. Otherwise, who's the medium through whom one is offering worship to the Lord? Who do we meditate upon when we say Ein Guru Vena Maha? These are things that need to be contemplated upon and discussed with serious Vaishnavas. And thus comes the question and issue of whether such devotees or Vaishnavas should then take reinitiation or take Shiksha Guru. If that's not the situation, then certainly devotees cannot just fancifully reject their spiritual master and then continue with the benefits that they've received the spiritual master, in that sense having a direct relationship with Krishna. Because then if you rejected your guru, you haven't accepted someone else as spiritual master, then the end result is that you've got a direct relationship. So one may like the service that he has, someone may be attached to that service, but service is not a one-way thing. In fact, the important part of service is yomi bhakti priyachati, is whether Krishna is reciprocating with you. Is Krishna going to accept someone's service who has whimsically rejected his spiritual master or who hasn't followed the proper sadhachar to reconfirm path of parampara, that they are offering their service, they're chanting their mantras through a representative of the Lord. The concept of direct relationship is a mistaken one. It's a fallacious one. Krishna will not be happy, and even though one may go through the externals of performing some kind of service, but actually Krishna is not accepting it. So Krishna says, Parikshanti te gyanam. Yes, you have to offer your service through the spiritual master, and then that is pleasing to Krishna. So we know all these things. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. So in general, in answer to that question, if someone is in such an unfortunate situation, first of all, he needs to have other superior guidance. Certainly, one should not make aparads or offenses to anyone, whatever the circumstances are. And one should not be in a situation where it appears that he has some kind of direct relationship with Krishna. In other words, he's circumventing the process of Guru Parampara and circumventing the vidhi that Krishna himself gives, that he wants us to come. Evam Parampara Praptam. So we need to consider that Krishna consciousness is no joke. When we come to Krishna consciousness, it's a really extraordinary good fortune. When we make commitments in Krishna consciousness, when we accept the spiritual master, when we take initiation, when we make vows, these are not just things that one can so easily walk out of or step out of, rejecting a guru, rejecting vows, or I've changed my life, I'm going in a different direction now, my life's taking a different direction, and I'll take it up maybe later on. It's not, of course, every living entity has a freedom to make their own choice, but they have to recognize that there are laws of nature that also act. There's one thing is to commit sinful activity, and there's another thing which is also to commit offense. There will be, and there are, reactions for such things, nagati kutopi. There are actions of a spiritual nature, of a material nature. Neither material prosperity nor spiritual well-being will follow a person who has not justifiably abandoned commitment to Krishna, Guru, and so on. And unfortunately, such things do go on, and generally go on, because devotees are also not always as serious about the practices of Krishna consciousness as they could be. In other words, they don't attend morning programs, they don't hear regularly from devotees, Bhagavatam class, they don't regularly perform deity worship, they're careless in terms of the way that they chant their rounds. So when devotees aren't careful, then all kinds of distractions come up from material energy, because sadhana isn't like some kind of work that someone has to do. It's not like some kind of just painful obligation, but it's the essence of spiritual life. Without it, it's like a it's like watering. Well, it is shravan kirtan kariyase chan. The chanting and hearing of Krishna's holy names and pastimes and so on, association of Vaishnavas, is what makes the Bhakti Lata Grish grow. And when it doesn't grow, then it shrivels up and dies. And all kinds of things happen as a result. All kinds of unfortunate things happen as a result. So we should be careful that such unfortunate things don't happen to us. And so, sadhu shabdam, we really need to take things very seriously and realize what a dangerous, miserable place the material world is, and that we need to get out of here as quickly as possible. And that's achieved by following the formula and path that Srila Prabhupada had given us. To stay here, dally here any longer. Now, I don't know, devotees are really keeping abreast of what's going on in the world, but it's horrible. What is there to, number one, hang on here for? And what kind of hope does anyone have that the material world is going to afford any level of enjoyment? So with the shelter of Vaishnavas, with the shelter of spiritual master, we need to secure our seat in the boat that's taking us back home, back to Godhead, and not waste any time. We just really can't afford to waste any time. And that is what real satsanga, Vaishnava friendship is, making sure that our friends and family members and so on don't waste any time. Because it's not getting any better here. It's only getting worse, despite the fact that some people thought that yesterday at 11:11:11, the world was entering into a new spiritual phase. Well, I was still up at 11 minutes past 11 o'clock at night on the 11:11:11, and unfortunately I wasn't able to perceive of any drastic new spiritual revolution. The spiritual revolution is already here. Prabhupada has given it to us. But spiritual revolutions aren't just something that happen on their own. It's people who make them happen, and then you got to continue living the revolution itself. You have to continue the consequences of that revolution. Hare Krishna.